A guten Erev Shabbos. I was asked by a number of members of our kahila, of our community, to share some short words of Divrei Torah and maybe some chizuk as we enter into this very unusual circumstance of Shabbos Parshas Kisisa, Tafshin Pei. There's a lot of confusion. I myself am very confused, as are many, many other members of our community. It's very hard to understand what's going on. It's very difficult to really think about seclusion, to think about how we're going to spend Shabbos alone, without our friends, without those who we are so close with, who we are so dependent on, who we so often seek out their guidance. And think about the fact that there are so many in our community who look forward to the opportunity to spend Shabbos davening together, uplifting each other together, eating Shabbos meals together, and having the experience of learning Torah together, and unfortunately we will not have that. On top of all of this, there's a lot of panic and a lot of a sense of hysteria in the overall community in the world, and specifically in the religious community as well. And I was trying to think, if you look back in the pages of Chumash, which is Ki Heim Chayenu Va'orech Yameinu, that is what all of our existence depends upon. That is where we turn to for the source of everything in our lives. I was trying to think, where in Chumash do we have a situation where there was tremendous panic, where there was pandemonium, where there was hysteria? And I'm brought back to the story of the Meraglim. In Parsha Shlach, the Torah tells us about how Moshe Rabbeinu sends out the Meraglim, and they go to Eretz Yisrael. There was a promise to the Jewish people that they would be able to enter the land of Eretz Yisrael, but they wanted to know more about it. So they send out the spies, and they come back with a very honest report. And they say that this is an Eretz Ocheles Yoshveha. This is a land where the inhabitants are dying every day, and we experience funeral after funeral. And then they go on to say how we don't understand. It's a fortified, walled cities. There is no way we will ever be able to accomplish any kind of success there. How are we going to go ahead with this plan? And they put forth many, many very legitimate claims. As we know, the Torah says, Vayahas Kalev Esa'am El Moshe. Kalev, one of the Meraglim, stands up and he quiets everybody down. And what is his response? Vayomer, and he says, Alo na'ale v'yarash nu'osa. We will go and we will conquer ki achol nu'chala, because we will be successful in overcoming all of these obstacles that you describe. The Piezetzner Rebbe and his Sefer Eish Kodesh. Now, just to give a little very brief historical context, the Sefer Eish Kodesh was a compilation of drushas that were given by the Piezetzner Rebbe in the Warsaw Ghetto. He was killed in 1943, and this drusha was given on Shabbos morning, Parsha Shlach, Shnas Tafshin, which is 80 years ago. And he gave this in the bunker in the Warsaw Ghetto, and this is what he said. I will read from his words. When you think about the story of the Meraglim and the response of Kalev, you ask yourself, how is it that Kalev responded to the claim of the Jewish people? Everybody had very legitimate claims, very reasonable concerns, and they had very legitimate reason to be worried. And Kalev stands up and he says, Alo na'ale v'yarashnu osa, ask the Piezetzner Rebbe, ha ha Meraglim dvarim shaltam v'seichel amru. Don't we know that the Meraglim put forth very legitimate considerations? Lama lo hisvakeach kalev imayim listar esichlam v'divrei ta'amehem. How come, asked the Piezetzner Rebbe, the Kalev, who wanted to give the counter-argument, did not respond to the claims that were being said? When the Meraglim said there are people dying, why didn't he respond to that? When the Meraglim said there are people who are too big for us to overcome, why didn't he respond? How does he just make a blanket response of Alo na'are v'yarashnu osa ki yacholnu chala? Answers the Piezetzner Rebbe in the depths of Gehenem, in the depths of the Warsaw Ghetto, when he was sitting in a bunker with Jews who were about to lose their lives. The Piezetzner Rebbe writes something so inspiring, you'll shiver when you hear it, and this is his lashon: Avokach tzricha lios amunas ish ha'Yisraeli. What does it mean, he says, to be a believing Jew? Lo bilvad sheroe mevo v'derech lishiwaso. It is not only when we have a very clear and obvious path to our redemption. Gamal pisichlo v'derech hateva. It's not only at those moments when somebody has an illness and they're going into a doctor and there's a plan and we know things under normal circumstances are going to work out. We believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously we believe. Rather, says the Piyaz Etzner Rebbe, it is not only at those moments, Ragam Bisha She'eino Roeh Chas V'Chalila. Even if a person is in a situation where they do not see Shum Mivo Al Pisecha V'Derech HaTeva Lishuaso, when I see no reasonable, favorable outcome to my concern, still in those moments, he says, Yamin B'Hashem She'yoshiyehu V'Yischazek Be'emunaso Uvitchono. I need to believe even at moments like those that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability. And he says there are moments in people's lives where they are confronted with insurmountable challenges and they have no idea how they will ever be able to overcome them. And it's at moments like those that the Piyaz Etzner Rebbe says the only answer that we can give is Alo na'ale v'yarashnu osa. It's time to move forward. We need to live life. Ki achol nuchala, because God has promised Ki lo yitosh Hashem amo, he will never forsake his people. And therefore we know that although we see it as an insurmountable problem, this is something that is always going to be able to be overcome at some point. What is the plan for overcoming it? We may not know. How is it possible for it to ever be overcome? We are all just as confused as one another. But yet, says the Piyaz Etzner Rebbe, there are moments in our lives where that is the opportunity to look to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, we will continue to live on, we will continue to be optimistic, we will obviously take all precautionary measures that we have to, but we have to continue to live on because we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow us to do so. The Chafetz Chaim writes in one of his Svarim that this is often the way people think. Al yitame ha'adam, eich nuchal litzapos ulechako shetia ha'geula b'mehera. Sometimes we ask ourselves, how am I able to reasonably look forward to any kind of redemption? Acharei asher anu ke'eis betokef hamitzukos. I am in the most agonizing, the most painful of circumstances. How is it that I'm ever going to get past this problem? And answers the Chafetz Chaim, ki eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo shayich zeh. When we deal with God himself, that is not a consideration. Why? Sheyesh etzlo kama mine pidyon. God has many options. God has so many various venues in which he can save a situation. Yesh pidyon shenimshach eza chadashim. There are times in our experience of life, or in the experience of the world, that it takes a number of months for something to play out. There are times where it takes a year, like Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'yesh, and says the Chafetz Chaim, there are moments in history. Shemisromen keren Yisrael belayla echa. There are moments in Jewish history where all it takes is one night for the whole situation to be turned around, and for the Jewish people once again to live life as normal and to be elevated and uplifted. And the Chafetz Chaim says in another one of his letters, Al yifla be'enei ha'adam lachshov. How is it that the Jews in some generations were shvelim u'mevuzim le'enei kol? How is it that we daven every day, Ani ma'amin be'emunah shleima, I believe in a geula, I believe in a redemption. How can I say that with a full heart when I know the serious state of the Jewish people in my particular circumstance? And the answer is, he says, Hayipalei mehashem davar. Do you think there is anything that is beyond God's ability to be able to accomplish? Acharei kol ma'abadav he'makacha. Don't you see this is the way that God so often has proven his sovereignty over the world? And he says, just look through Jewish history. Was it really a realistic possibility that Avraham Avinu would give birth when he was 100 years old and he was sterile? Was it really a realistic possibility that Yosef, after being thrown away from his family, after being sold away to an enemy, after being in a country where he did not speak the language, after being all alone when he was a young child, do we think that after he was mushbal babar hashvi yud bei shana, when he was in the abyss, 12 years in a pit, do you think that there would ever be a possibility that he would rise up to become the leader of the entire world? And he gives so many examples to show how there are so many situations throughout history where we projected the worst, where we imagined things playing out in a way that was painful for us to think about. And yet he says, God has proven time and again that there is no reason to give up, because God has proven time and again Hayipalei Mehashem Davar. We are now in the stages which bring us between Purim and Pesach. I don't know what the message is. One thing that I do know is that the Maharal has an amazing observation. And the Maharal writes this in a Sefer Gvuras Hashem, where he says, you'll notice in the Purim story, as well as in the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, there is a theme that is repeated over and over again. And that is the theme of thing being done b'chipazon. By the Purim story, we're told a number of times throughout the Megillah, Vayomer HaMelech Maharu Es Haman, Vayomer HaMelech LaHaman Maher Kachas HaLevush. Then again, the Megillah says, Vayavhilu LaHavi Es Haman. Everything seems to be in such a rush. Everything seems to be going so quickly. As we know, when it comes to the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Jews were in exile for so many years, hundreds of years, they were enslaved. And yet, when it's time for the Jewish people to leave, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it has to be b'chipazon, immediately, quickly, in a rush. And one has to ask themselves, why? Shelo hispik b'tseikam lahachmitz. We know that they left so quickly, their bread wasn't even able to bake fully. Why couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us just a few more moments? Why did we have to be in such a rush? And the answer, says the Maharal, is because this highlights, this emphasizes the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a supreme capability over any human being. And that is that when human beings look for a cure to an illness, it takes them months, it takes them years of research, and they have to take a lot of time and a lot of effort for that successful outcome to come about. When a human being looks for a job, that can take a lot of effort. That can take a lot until you get to the moment of the Yeshua. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He does not need time to allow things to play out. The Ribono Shel Olam is able to make a Yeshua happen from 1 second to the next. When the whole Purim story was looking bleak, when things were looking very negative, when the Jewish community was severely depressed at the time, God told them, everything is going to happen quickly, because I don't need time to make a miracle happen. There's a pasuk in Sefer Malachi where the Navi tells us, describing what will happen in the days of the coming of Mashiach. Hineni shaleach malachi. The Ribono Shel Olam says, I will send my angel, ufana derech lefanai, and he will clear out a path before me. Upisom yavor el heichalo, and suddenly, unexpectedly, he will come to his place of dwelling, to the Beis HaMikdash. Asher atem evakshim. So the Medrash writes, and I dare say this Medrash is talking to members of our community in our generation today. Listen to the words of the Medrash. Mipnei sheYisrael shebaoso hadar omrim. The Jews in that generation will say, Efshar olam kiminhago noeg. Is it possible that the world will continue to be running the way it has, with all the problems with North Korea, with Iran, with ISIS, with Hezbollah, with school shootings, with shootings in shuls, with social, political, spiritual disaster all around us, with a stock market that is crashing, with coronavirus that is taking the lives of thousands of people all over the world. Efshar olam kiminhago noeg. Is it possible that the world will continue to go on in this way? V'yesh geula b'shana zu? And we should really look forward to a redemption, to a geula? It is so unrealistic, it is so impossible. And the answer, writes the Medrash, is Vehem enam yodim. The mistake of the Jewish people is that they forget that the Navi promised us, Pisom yavo ha'adon al heichalo. The Ribono Shel Olam will come and reveal himself to all of us unexpectedly. The Ribono Shel Olam does not need time, says the Maharal. Everything can be b'chipazon. Everything can be done immediately. Keheref ayin. The Ribono Shel Olam has that ability. And as we said from the Piyazetzner Rebbe, sometimes when we really don't have a plan, when we really are not sure where the Yeshua is going to come from, we can ask all kinds of questions, we can spend a lot of time trying to philosophize, but the bottom line that we need to remind ourselves is, Alo na'alev yarashnu osa. Even at times like those, we will continue to live on, we will continue to be successful, we will continue to experience life and to connect ourselves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is all only possible with the belief that He has the ability to bring an end to the suffering, to bring an end to all tragedy, and to once again restore life to a situation of geula, which we so patiently look forward to in our day. I wish all of you a most meaningful Shabbos.